The opposition parties, word is out there now, they're giving the province's education reentry plan a poor grade. Opposition PC education critic Craig Party says it didn't fail, but there's some serious room for improvement.
An F, not an F, but a D. I would think there's a whole lot of room for improvement. And the collaboration is one piece, but I just don't like the maze. I don't like to the extent possibles. And if our goal in the plan was to instill confidence in the population of Newfoundland and Labrador, or the residents of Newfoundland and Labrador, then that might be an F. But overall, a D.
So he says the plan makes no mention of additional staffing and busing, nor does it address classroom size.
I'm sure that the administrators and the teachers would do the best they can in providing a plan, but they're not resourced any differently than they would have been otherwise, which I think is an injustice, primary injustice to the students. I even struggle with trying to get my head around the physical distancing, which will happen to the extent possible. The deep cleaning, which we all know it's one that's been preached to us for months, but I don't know where that's going to come from with the degree of frequency that's going to make a difference in, you know, arresting the transmission of the virus within a school building. Not sure about that. And the ironic part is that $20 million investment in technology, it's a good thing, but I'm not sure that it's going to be set up very quickly. And the other thing would be we have quite a few teachers which would be versed in the methodology and teaching via the online forum. But we've got a long way to go in our professional development, I would think, to get everybody to that comfort level to make sure it's as effective as what it ought to be for student achievement.
And the lack of collaboration was the biggest issue, according to Party.
Talked about collaboration. The voters talked about, or the residents of people talked about collaboration in a minor government. It was PEI who brought their plan to the legislature to discuss and to debate with the media present, so that the opposition could ask questions, they could engage in meaningful debate on their plan. And I think that's wonderfully noble. Think in the 2 weeks we had, we probably had a plan like we've just had released here, but it didn't make it to the House of Assembly, the floor for debate. And even if it was work in progress, we certainly could have come back to the House of Assembly to debate. So I think that was a sign. I'm not surprised that if myself as opposition member, as a past administrator, or the leader of the, or the member for St. John's Center, who's the education critic for the third party, past president of the NLTA, we weren't really involved in this plan. Was I surprised that the NLTA didn't get to see it? Maybe not as surprised as what many would be. And remember, they are integral players in the school reopening in September. And one would think that they ought to have been integral parts of the discussions for the plan.